Hi everybody, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. So today I'm going to talk about a few simple expressions that use the word word. I'm calling them simple because they're very translatable, I guess. I think it will be very simple to get their meanings and many of you will recognize them. There's an expression with word that I say a lot. In other words, if you search this expression here on the blog, you'll find it in several articles. And that's a nice expression for any teacher since sometimes we explain something and then we want to maybe clarify some parts or maybe summarize what we just said. So then we can say, in other words, and we can try to explain that thing again, but now in a different way. Okay, so in other words doesn't count. Here's our real first expression of today. When someone says, I'd like to have a word with you, that means they want to speak to you in private. This is usually going to be a short conversation. You know, it's very common for people to say also, I'd like to have a quick word with you. In other words, I would like to speak to you briefly. In Brazil, we say, posso dar uma palavrinha com você, right? So people will usually say that when they're standing next to you, you know, like, I'd like to have a word with you. They're not gonna yell across the room, hey, John, can I have a word with you? For example, your boss might approach you today at the office and say, can I have a word with you? And that could mean several things. I mean, who knows? Your boss might want to simply congratulate you for a job well done, or he or she might want to excuse you from work forever. In other words, your boss might want to have a word with you because he or she wants to fire you. So it's always thrilling when your boss says, can I have a word with you, right? Here's another good, very common expression with word. Take my word for it, or you can take my word for it. That would be like, believe me, trust me, take my word for it. This is different from I give you my word, okay? I give you my word would be more like a promise, more like what we say in Portuguese, te dou a minha palavra. So you can take my word for it, on the other hand, is just believe me, you can trust me. So let's see how this expression applies to your life. What kinds of products or services or companies do you really trust? For example, if you're a client of Bank XYZ, and you've actually been a client of Bank XYZ for several years, and that bank has always treated you with the utmost respect and consideration, you have never been disappointed in them. I think in that case, you would be able to say, I recommend Bank XYZ wholeheartedly. You can take my word for it. You can take my word for it. Or in other words, believe me, trust me, Bank XYZ is amazing. It's fantastic. You will love it. Take my word for it. In my case, my real example would be, give Amazon.com a shot. If you're looking for books written in English or just any kind of imported book, open an account at Amazon.com and place an order. It works really well most of the time. You can take my word for it. I've been buying books at Amazon for years, and the only problem I've had so far was when someone tried to open an account using my credit card number. But Amazon runs such a tight ship that they identified my credit card and sent me an email warning me that someone was trying to use it. So again, just go ahead and open an account at Amazon and become a customer. They're awesome. You can take my word for it. So what's your example? What would you recommend wholeheartedly, saying, you can take my word for it? Now, here's an expression that I think is exactly what we say in Portuguese. It's something you can say when whoever is speaking in front of you says something and it's like they read your mind. They just said something that is exactly what you meant to say, but before you had a chance to open your mouth. So that thing that person just said, you agree with it very much. You know when that happens? Well, you can say, you took the words right out of my mouth. Okay, waiting for your example in the comments. Talk to you next time.